Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We are beginning with Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Today is Sunday, the seventh day of Cheshvan, and Daf Hey Amud Aleph begins on the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara says, and something that we already alluded to when we spoke about Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in his question on the sheet of Rashi. Rashi says that the Iker Kriyishma is the Kriyishma al Hamita, and then Tosfos questions that sheet of Rashi has four different questions, and one of the questions that Tosfos asks on Rashi is from this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Yishu ben Levi, afa pishakara adam Kriyishma beisakaneses mitzvah l'groso al mitaso." Even though a person has already said a Kriyishma in the shul, so then it's a mitzvah to say Kriyishma again al Hamita. Amar Yosei Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports that idea? Rigzuvi al techotahu amr bilavavchem al mishavchem v'domusela. You should sort of be strong, vi al techotahu, and you should not sin. Imru amr bilavavchem al mishavchem. You sort of say onto your hearts, on your beds, v'domusela, and then sort of stay sort of silent, and therefore that would seem to imply the necessity of speaking on your beds, namely Kriyishma. So Amar Rav Nachman, im Talmid Chacham hu ein sarich. If a person is Talmid Chacham, so you don't have to. Why not? So if you look in the first line of Rashi, the very top line, Shirago v'mishnah so lachzer agirsa so tamid so daye bikach. It's enough that he's learning and he's chazering. It's enough. What does it mean that it's enough? What we're worried about, obviously, is the idea of mazikin. We're worried about shades, about shadim. So therefore, if you're worried about shadim, you don't need Kriyishma as a protection. It's good enough that the person is learning. And I also mentioned a few days ago that there's a discussion by the Rambam and others about shadim. What are shadim? Do they ever really exist in the first place? But that certainly is beyond the scope of our Gemara over here. So Amar Baye, Av Tam Chacham Miboyle, even Tam Chacham has to say something. Miboyle Lememer Chad Psukah. Durachme of sort of mercy, kigon biyodcha avkidruchi padisa osi ashemol emes, something that's going to give him some level of protection. So according to Baye, he says even though he doesn't have to do the full Kriyishma Lamita, he still has to do something. So Amar Levi Berchama, so Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shalom Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. Once we spoke about this idea of Rigzu al Techatau, of like calling forward. Rigzu is being strong. So Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara, you should sort of strengthen the Yetzer Tov on top of the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar Rigzu al Techatau. So that you should be a rogez v'al techatau, and you should not sin. Im nitzchu mutav v'im lav yasag b'torah. If by trying to have the yetzer tov conquer the yetzer hara, if by just trying to concentrate and have the yetzer tov sort of battle and win of the yetzer hara, if that's good enough, great. Okay, so fantastic. You're able to sort of beat down the yetzer hara, so to speak. But v'im lav. But let's say you were incapable of doing that, so you sort of have to go to step two. So yasuk b'torah. So learning is something which will have an impact on the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar imru bilvavchem. Okay, that you speak onto your hearts. What's imru bilvavchem? So according to the Gemara, this Gemara is speaking about Talmud Torah. Im nitzchu mutav. If that was successful in defeating the Yetzer Hara, great. Vim lav yikra Kriyishma. If not, then you say Kriyishma. Shenemar al mishavchem, right? That on your beds. Okay, that's sort of the next stage. Im nitzku mutav. Vim lav yiskra lo yom hamisa. Okay, then if that's not successful, so you remember yom hamisa. Shenemar v'domo sela, right? That referring to death. So the Maharsha and others, they ask the question here. If we know that remembering the Yom HaMisa is effective, so why don't we go to that right away? Why do we say, okay, first try to be, Meragez, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And if you don't do that, so learn. If you don't do that, so say Kriyishma. If you don't do that, so remember the Yom HaMisa. If the Yom HaMisa is like the clinching blow, so then go straight for the Yom HaMisa. And a person can answer that question on many, many different levels, but it certainly is an interesting question, even pedagogically, of what do we try to do to inspire a person. And obviously, whatever answer you give, the answer is that we don't initially begin with thinking about mortality and death. Me'ayin bata, where do you come from? Where are you going to? That's not the first thing we ask a person. We sort of maybe try to do it more healthily and organically before then. Okay, next puzzle, next limud. This is the same people that we just had in the limud beforehand. What is that pasuk in Shmos? So pasuk in Mishpatim. So what are all these pieces talking about? So luchos elu aseres hadibros. Okay, I've given you the luchos. Torah zemikra. That is sukkim. Va'mitzvah zumishnah. Mitzvah is talking about sort of learning out of Torah. Asher kasafti elu neviim uksuvim. Okay, lahorasam ze Talmud. Talmud is the sort of explication. Using sort of the 13 principles of darshining out the Gemara. So this pasuk, the Nelchas Haluchos, is telling you that all those things were given to Har Sinai. It's Melame Shekulam Nidnu L'Moshe Misinai. Everything. Mishnah, Talmud, Nevi'im, Kesuvim, etc. All of that was darshined, all that was learned and given over at Har Sinai. And that, of course, reminds a person of the Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Behar, that just like Shemitah, all the Klalim and all the Pratim were given to Har Sinai, so too all the mitzvahs as well. Everything was given to Har Sinai, the Psukim, the Mishnah, the Talmud, the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, etc. All that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Now that obviously is a complicated discussion. It's a complicated issue of what was given at Sinai, what was not given at Sinai. This position, again, aligns with that Shita of Rashi. But certainly not everyone says this. In fact, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Was everything given at Har Sinai? Were certain things given Barvos Moav? Certain things were given, by the Moed, by the Mishkan. So this issue of what was given at Har Sinai is a complicated one, and there is a lot of discussion in the Rishonim, in the Gemaras, in the Achronim. There's a long piece in the Chazon Ish on this topic. So if people are interested on more about what exactly was given at Har Sinai, there certainly is ample places to look. There's several discussions about this in the Yerushalmi. So please feel free to reach out to me if you want more Mamre Komos on this topic. So Amar Yitzchak, Kol HaKori Krishma Mitaso. If a person says Krishma on his bed, Kilo Oches Cherev Shel Shtei Pios B'yado. It's as though he's grabbing a sword with two sharp blades in his hand. Namely, he's able to ward off effectively with this double-bladed sword all of the Shadim, all of the Masikin who come to attack him. Shenemar, Romamos el Bigronam v'cher pipios biodam. When you're meromim something into your throat, v'cher pipios biodam, you have like the double-sided sword in your hands. Now, how do you know that's speaking about Kriyishma? And obviously that's a pasuk that we say in the fourth Halukah, every day during Pesukei Dezimra. So my mashma, how do we deduce from that what it's talking about? Amar Mar Zutcher of Yisem Ravashi Bereisha Dinyana, from the first part of the Pasuk in Tehillim. Dichsiv Yalzu Chasidim B'Chavod Yirananu Amishkavosam, that the Chasidim, so they strengthen themselves, they sort of sing in their beds, i.e. Kriyish Malamita, Uksiv Basrei, Ramamos Albigronam V'Cher Pipios B'Yodam. Okay, so we see that that's effective against warding off the Shadim. Okay, another statement that's on Kriyishma B'Layla. V'yam Rav Yitzchak Kokore Kriyishma. So, if a person says Krishma on his bed, Mazikin bedilin hemenu. So the Mazikin sort of fly away from him. One would have thought this would have been the first statement, so now we know why you have to do Krishma Mita. But the Gemara is now saying that this wards off and sends off the Mazikin, sends off the Shadim. Shenemar ubnei reshef yagbiu uf. Okay, that when uf, which is Torah, is lifted, then Ubnei Reshef Yagbihu, or Ubnei the Reshef sort of leave. Okay. Vein uf el Torah, shenemar hat if einecha bo veinenu, vein reshef el mazikin. Reshef is speak by mazikin. So where there is mazikin, so you bring to that Torah. Torah is something which is going to scare off and is going to scatter the mazikin, the shadim. As Rashi says over here, ubnei reshef yagbiu uf, ha uf, the Torah, misalkum mimeka. Something that separates the mazikin from you. Okay, so going weiter in the Gemara, Shenemar, how do we know the reshef is the surin? Mize rav ulochame reshef. Okay, so Amar le Rabbi Yochanan hafil tinoka shel beis rabban yodino. So, is this really something that you had to come and you had to teach us that when a person learns Torah, so then? I'm sorry, I just skipped the line. I apologize. Okay, so Amar Shimon ben Lakesh, Rish Lakesh says, Kol osei b'torah, yisurin b'dilin himenu. When a person learns Torah, so then the yisurin, difficulties, challenges, are separated from the person when they learn Torah. And this is now going to give forward, in the next daf or so, to a discussion about the topic of Yisurin, which obviously is very, very critical. Okay, how do we know that by learning Torah, so a person is able to remove from themselves Yisurin? Shenemar b'nei reshef yagbiu uf. V'ein uf el Torah. We said this already, that uf is talking about Torah. Shenemar hat if einecha bo veinenu. V'ein reshef el Yisurin. Okay, Reshef is talking about Yisurin Shenemar, Mizei Rav Velochmei Reshef. Okay, so Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hafil Tinoch Shemes Rabban Yodino. So, why are you telling me this Chiddush that by learning Torah, so you are removing yourself from Yisurin, that it makes your life less difficult? So, even the youngest child knows that already. So what type of chiddush is that? Shenemar v'yomer. The pasuk says, "Im shemo tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecha v'ha yasher be'inav taaseh v'yazanta l'mitzvosav v'shemarta kol chukav." So kol machala asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem l'kecha. Then all of the machala which I placed in Mitzrayim, lo asim alecha, I'm not going to bring to you, ki ani Hashem rufecha. So clearly, it's like a beferish pasuk that every child knows, that clearly Torah is something that is going to ward off Yisurin and make your life easier. Now, obviously, one can question whether or not that's actually the true, and the idea of tzadik v'ra'lo, and is it really true that learning always takes away Yisurin? But sort of leaving that question aside about sort of the practicality of that, clearly it's something which already is a Jewish concept. So why do you have to come tell me this chiddush that learning Torah removes Yisurin? Okay, so rather, what really was the limud that Rabbi Shimon ben Shlakish, Reish Lakish, is trying to learn? Ela kol she'efshar lo lasok b'Torah v'yenu osek. If a person is able to learn Torah and he's not osek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav Yisurin, Mihuarin v'ochrin oso. So if a person is able to learn and he doesn't, so you get Yisurin as a result of that. Meaning that first thing, which is not a chiddush, is that Torah fights off Yisurin. The second sort of more, this like second version of that limud is that if a person doesn't learn, so they are visited by Yisurin Mechu'arin, V'ochrin Oso, sort of very difficult and disgusting and crippling Yisurin come and sort of be set upon him. Shenemar, Nelamti Dum, so how do we say this pasuk? Nelamti Dumiya Hechashisi Mitov, Ke'evi Ne'ekar. So I sort of became like hidden from your words, from the Tov, from the Torah, uke'evi nekar. And as a result, I've been beset by ka'avim, by pains. Okay? So we say that if you hide yourself from the Tov, so then you get ka'avim, you get the pains. V'ein Tov el Torah. We know that Tov is talking about Torah. Shenemar ki lachak Tov nasati lachem terasi al tazovu. And therefore, that's the chiddush. And not learning brings Yisurin upon a person. So Amar Rebbe Zeir, Rebbe Zeir, Rebbe Chanina bar Papa, bo or eish lok midas kashmarchu midas basar v'dam. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like human beings. Midas basar v'dam adamocher chefetz l'chavero. If a person sells an object to somebody else, and presumably they like that object, mocher atzev, or atzav, mocher atzev, the mocher is sad because he no longer has the object. V'lokeach sameach, the person who bought it, it rejoices. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. It's not true. Nasan lehem Torah l'Yisrael v'samach. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyachol parting from the Torah and he no longer has it, it says samach shenemar ki lachach tov nasati lachem torasi al tazovu. So presumably we see from this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not sure exactly how we prove out from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy about it, maybe from the fact that he's calling it a tov. So Rashi says. The Samach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy. This is the second line of Rashi on the left-hand side of the page. Shahari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masirem Milazov Osa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning them to not leave the Torah. U'mishabecha lipneim b'lekachtov acher shenosno lehem. And he's still calling it a lekach tov, you know, presumably HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy about giving over the Torah. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like people. People sometimes are unhappy to let go of their properties. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously rejoices, and that really goes without saying. It's obviously a very sort of simple and almost like a necessary gemara, because we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of besimcha gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so the next line, the Gemara, a very famous Gemara, very fundamental. So Amar Rav Avisema Rav Chista, Imroa Adam Shei Yisurin Ba'in Alav. A person sees that he is struggling with Yisurin, Yefashvesh B'masav. He should make sure and look at his own activities to see why it is that he has Yisurin. Shenem Mar Nechvasa Drachenu V'Nachkora. We're going to look after our own Drachim V'Nashuva, and we should do Tshuva. Fishvesh, if you looked at his maisim velo matzah, so you say yitla vitl Torah. So okay, I must have been wasting time from learning. Shneimar ashrei hagever asher tiyasrenu ka umitarascha tilamdenu. You know, happy is the person, or lucky is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yisurin to, umitarascha tilamdenu, which will then sort of inspire him to learn more Torah. Ve'im talav alo matzah, and if he sees, and he is mefashrish b'masav, and he sees that in fact he was not violated the principle of Bittul Torah, bi'adua she Yisurin shal ava him. So maybe these are Yisurin shal ava. What's Yisurin shal ava? So take a look in Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyasra v'olam hazeh below shum avam. The person has done nothing wrong, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu still brings him Yisurin. K'dei l'harbos scharo b'olam haba yoser mikdei z'chuyosav. So that a person is even more benefit in the world to come. So even though he's done nothing wrong, so he still gets some type of Yisurin for the purpose of olam haba. Okay, so just to continue, shenemar, that these are biyadu she Yisurin shal avahim. These are the Yisurin shal ava. Shenemar ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. The person HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, the person gives tochacha, the person gives Yisurin. Now, I just want to mention, this is a very lengthy topic. Again, if you want more Ma'amar Komas about the very concept of people getting punished for no reason other than more Schar B'Olam Haba. The Ramban, in his classic work, the Shar HaGemul, so he very much, I guess, espouses this idea. He says that it's a fundamental idea, this idea of Yisurin Shel Ava. Many others say the same as well. There's a piece in the Maharal on this topic, on the Nisiv HaYisurin. But there are those, the Rambam included, who do not look favorably upon this idea of Yisurin Shel Ava. He feels that it's some type of like foreign ideology that somehow found its way into the Gemara. But the Rambam says there's no such thing as Yisurin Shel Ava. There's no such thing as a punishment that doesn't have a cause from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the rabbi might sort of almost like learn this whole Gemara differently. Again, that's a very complicated notion with a lot of different sort of pieces to it to examine. But that is the Shitas HaRambam, and something again that we can talk about more down the road. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo. Again, the same idea of Yisurin Shel Ava. Anybody who HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loves, medako b'Yisurin. So he brings Yisurin to the person. Shenemar v'Hashem chafetz dako hechali. I actually want to sort of look at the pasuk. I feel like I'm not saying it properly. So the pasuk is learned by Hashem chafetz dako hechali. Okay, so as I said before, that Hashem, who if he loves chafetz that person, so dako hechali, that he weakens him with yisurin. Yachafilo kibla meyava. Maybe that'd be true, even if the person who is suffering from the yisurin, they don't receive it me'ava, they're not happy about it. You know, they say, oh, I kind of want these yisurin. Maybe the person does not get tzchar if he doesn't have a proper attitude about it. Maybe the yisurin work no matter what. Okay, the Gemara answers, tamalomar im tosim asham nafsho. He says, this is only true that the value of Yisurin, im tosim asham nafsho, if he sort of treats this as an asham, ma asham ladas, the asham only works if he is intentional about the asham, when you bring a carbon asham, af Yisurin ladas, Yisurin only are effective if you're conscious about them, and you're conscious about the fact that this is here for the purpose of your benefit, and you sort of accept them. V'im kiblaim mascharo. What happens if you're mekabel those yisurin ba'ava? Let's say if you're mekabel them. So it says, yira zera yarech yamim. Okay, that your zera will have long life, probably a reference to the world to come and schar in the world to come. Okay, so v'lo od, el shetamudom miskayim biyado. So a person's learning is more effective, they can be mekabel the yisurin bi'ava. Shnemar v'chafetz Hashem biyado yitzlach, right? So the chafetz Hashem biyado yitzlach, that you'll have that which is in your hand, you'll have more success, namely you'll be able to maintain that which is in your hands. Okay, so pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. There's machlokas about the nature of Yisurin Sho'ava. Chad Amar, one Mandi Amar says, Elohim Yisurin Sho'ava. If these are really Yisurin that God is bringing upon a person because he loves them, so the requirement is the following. Kol Shein Bahem Bitl Torah. It only has to be something that doesn't lead to any negation of one's Torah study. Shenemar Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiyasrenu Ka Umitorascha Tilamdenu. Happy is the person who gets Yisurin, right, and still still able to learn effectively. Okay, so therefore Yisurin Sho'ava must be ones that don't have Bittul Torah. V'chadamar Elohim Yisurin Sho'ava kol she'ein b'hem Bittul Tefila. It's only sort of Yisurin Sho'ava would be marked by things that do not have Bittul Tefila. Shenemar Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Hesir Tefilasi. V'chazdo me'iti. Baruch Elokim, it's complicated how to learn this pasuk. This is machlokas in the Achronim, the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda, learns it the following. Baruch Elokim, even when Hashem Baruch Hu gives us a quote-unquote bracha, and that's euphemistically, namely when he is giving us a mishaberach, namely when he's making our life difficult, asher lo hesir tfilasi, but that difficulty, the Yisurin Sho'ava, Asher lo hesed tefilasi, doesn't take away my capacity or one's capacity to daven. The chasdo meiti, right, and the chesed that comes along with tefila. So Amar lohu Rabbi Ava Breda Rechina Bar Abba. So Rabbi Ava Breda Rechina told both of these mandi amrim. So hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Eil veElin Yisurin Shava Hain. Even if let's say there's a diminishment of the Torah or a diminishment of tefila, those are both Yisurin Shava. Shneamar. Ki es asher yehev Hashem yochiach. Anytime a Kosh Baruch Hu gives a tochacha, gives a yisurin, that still is Hashem loving his people. Okay, elamat hamalomar umitaroscha tilamdenu. What does it mean to say that with yisurin umitaroscha tilamdenu we can still learn Torah? Right, if in fact yisurin shava sometimes comes even of no learning, what does it mean umitaroscha tilamdenu? So the Gemara answers, so al tikri tilamdenu ella tilamednu, I believe would be the right way of doing it. That don't say that we're going to continue to learn Torah, but that we learned this principle of yisurin shalava from the Torah. Okay, so ella tilamdenu davar zeh mitaroscha tilamdenu. Okay, that I'm sorry, Elo Tilam Denu, namely, Davar Zemi Taraskla Tilam Denu, that we learn this principle, or Tilam Medenu, we learn this from the Torah. I'm sorry that I'm being a little bit unclear today. Okay, so where do we learn this principle of Yisurin Shal'ava, of the value of Yisurin Shal'ava from the Torah? So, Kavachomer Mishain V'ayim. That when an Eved gets damaged by the master in his shein, right, in his tooth, or in his ayin, in his eye, and he goes free. Ma shein v'ayin shein echad me'ivarev shel adam. There's only one limb, Eved yotzei bohen l'cheirus. The Eved still goes free. Yisurin that shememarkin kol gufo, that literally sort of take over and impact the entire body when a person is really ill or a person is having real tsar. Shemarakin kol adam kol gufo shel adam alachas kavakama. All the more so that he goes free. All the more so, namely, that he gets tsar. All the more so that he's going to get olam haba. So don't say that yisurin shel'ava only comes when there's no diminishment of tefillah, no diminishment of Torah. That's not true. Yisur Shalva can come even when you miss davening, you miss learning. What the Gemara or the Lima comes to teach us is that this is a principle that we have learned from the Torah. So, Hainu Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So this coincides with Rabbi Shimon Lakish. So the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nemar Bris b'melach, there is a bris that comes with the salting of the animals, v'nemar bris b'yisurin. Nemar bris b'melach t'chsiv loz tashbis melach bris. V'nemar bris b'yisurin, this also says bris when it comes to challenges that a person has. T'chsiv ela divrei habris. Okay, I'm not sure exactly why that pasuk is talking about yisurin. Okay, but maybe people can sort of figure that on their own. Ma bris amr b'melach melach mimatekes es habasar. The salt sweetens the meat. It removes sort of all the other stuff, you know, liquids, etc., and other impurities from the meat. It's mamtekes, it's a basar. Af bris ha'amar b'yisurin, yisurin memarkin kol nesav shel adam. It cleans out and removes the avonos of a person. So that's very similar to the function of salt. But either way, what do we see from here? We see that the nature of Yisurin Shava is that it, it cleanses, it purifies the person. Okay, last Gemara on this Amud. Tanya, very famous Gemara, Shimon Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nasan Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There are three wonderful gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given to his people. V'chulon lo nasnon ela ayidei Yisurin. These gifts were only given with Yisurin. Elohein. So what are they? So Torah, V'eretz Yisrael, V'olam Haba, right? And I imagine everyone knows this Gemara. Torah minayin. How do we know that Torah is something that only comes with Yisurin? Shenemar Ashri Agever Asher Teyesuenu Ka U'mitaraska Tilam Denu. Okay, this is like the first opinion. Happy is the person that hath a sort of struggle, U'mitaraska Tilam Denu. As a result, he can learn Torah. Again, this is connecting Yisurin with learning. That's number one. Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that Eretz Yisrael was kohen to be Yisurin? D'chsiv, ki kasher yosar ish es b'no, Hashem l'kecham yiraska. Okay, d'chsiv basrei, ki Hashem l'kecham ev'yacha el Eretz Tova. So we see from here that, and of course this is something that we know very well, both of these, we know that these are things that are only acquired with Torah. Ha'olam haba d'chsiv kiner mitzvah v'torah or. V'der chayim tochachos moser. That we know that kiner mitzvah, so the Torah or the derechayim means like eternal life, tochachos musar, something that only comes about through musar, namely through yisurin. Okay, so just sort of to go back and just wrap up this amud, obviously this amud speaking about really two things. The first is kriyishma alamita, which wards off mazikin, and then the major topic that kriyishma or Torah wards off yisurin. And just three things to sort of contemplate in regards to one's further learning. We mentioned all three of these already. Number one, what was given at Sinai? Obviously this Gemara implies everything was given. What exactly does that mean? And again, there's a lot on that topic. Number two, this whole concept of yisurin shel'ava, that a person gets yisurin even when they've done nothing wrong. Again, machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. Also, obviously connected to this is the very famous again, this Gemara, the Rambam, that by an Esara, a person is mefashvesh b'masav, a person looks at their own deeds and bitul Torah, etc., etc. And lastly, this Gemara on the bottom that speaks about things being kohen to be yisurin, and obviously to sort of integrate that message to become a talmid chacham, to learn, to get up, to do amud yomi. That only comes through challenges. Something the person has to push themselves. Eretz Yisrael, of course, we're no stranger to that. Olam Haba. The only really meaningful things in this world are things that often come through a process of not necessarily of Yisurin, although Yisurin also, but certainly sometimes the challenge and the work that brings a person to make any real kinyan in this world. Okay, thank you, everyone. Look forward to learning together tomorrow. Be well.